Okay, today's daf is daf Chaf Beis, and we are on Chaf Aleph from Beis, five lines from the bottom. Okay, five lines from the bottom on Chaf Aleph from Beis. Tanya Rabbana, Avel still talking, continuing our discussions of Inyani Avelos. Tanya Rabbana, Avel Gemel Yavam Harishonim, Bami Makom Karov Mona Imahen, Bami Makom Rachok Mona Latzmo. An Avel during the first 3 days of Shiva. If, let's say, one of the Avelim was not amongst the other Avelim, but he's Bami Makom Karov, but he found out about it, and he was, at the time that the Avela started, he was within vicinity. It just, he didn't know about it. Had he known, he would have been able to come on that day. Bam, that's a Makom Karov. So Bami Makom Karov Moni Imahen. So then when he finds out about it, then he joins the other Avelim, then he continues their count. He does not count himself. Let's say he only comes on day three. Let's say he only comes on day three, so he's 2 days late. So do we say that he has to start his own counting of Shiva? So we say no. If he was Mimakam Karav Moni Imahen, we've shown him explain. It's because it's as if he was there with them. He didn't know, but because he was in such vicinity, and he could have come that day had he heard about it, so therefore he's still allowed to come. What is Makam Karav? Tosva says Yud Parsaos. Tosfos the Rasul Makom, it's 10 parsos, which the Gemara Pesachim says is the distance a person could walk in a day. So that's Makom Karov. Bami Makom Rachok Mona La'atzmo. But if he comes from a far place, outside of 10 parsos, even if he comes on the same day, whether a person who was in Makom Karov comes on day 2, Makom Rachok comes on day 2. But it depends if he was the Makom Rachok on day 1, which means he couldn't have come that day, so that he was considered as if he was in a different space when the Avela started, and therefore he has to count his own days of Shiva. Mikan ve'eloch, from here on in, after the first 3 days, so then, says the Tanakama, afilu bami makom karov, mona la'atzmo. Says the Tanakama, if you come on day 4 or 5 of Avelos, that's a different, you already missed the Iker Avelos, according to the Shita, the first 3 days of the Iker, and if you come afterwards, even from a makom karov, you are mona la'atzmo. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon argues, afilu bami yom ha'shvi mimakom karov mona imahen. Rabbi Shimon says, if you're coming on from makom karov, you're coming from a place that's in the vicinity, and you, even if you come on the last day, on the seventh day, still mona imahen, you still are allowed to count with the people there. You don't have to hold your own days of Shiva. So Tosfos says this is Yud Parsaos. There is a big discussion in the Achronim, what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, because we could be farther, further away than Yud Parsos, do we say that that's all considered though one day because we can get there even with transportation? The Shurim Mitzvah in Ba'alacha in Chelek Dalet quotes the Yad Shaul and the same person as the Shaul Meshiv. He quotes the from Yosef Shaul Nathanson. To Gabiz Manenu, Senechen Eschadish to Tifa Barzel. The Tifa Barzel is the trains. Even though Bizman Hazeh, when we have trains, V'yochel Alechas Arba'im Parsos B'yom Echad, you go very far in one day. So you might say Makom Karov is redefined still. Afilu Hachi, Ein Misharin, Rak Mihiluch, Hefshit, Hapashut, Politach Vulos. No, you only go by Yud Parsos. That's what it says. Just like he quotes in Yonat Yoma, Karin Pesach. Tomorrow afternoon, even though let's say Beheri Yibana Beis Hamikdash, and somebody when does a person have to bring Pesach Sheni if he's Derech Rechoka? Is it really Derech Rechoka? The Gemara and Pesachim has all these distances. Bizman Hazeh, is it really Derech Rechoka? You can get there from wherever you are in the world. It doesn't matter, says the Yad Shaul, and so too for this halach, it doesn't matter. And then he quotes others that weren't sure, but that's his shita. The Aruch HaShulchan does not agree. The Aruch HaShulchan assumes in Shin, Ayin, Hey, Sif, Yud, Zayin, that L'chora, this halacha should change Bizman Hazeh. Makom Karov should be redefined. V'nireh da'achshav shenisrarbu mesilos habarzel. They're not even talking about planes. They're talking about trains. Even though Bizman Hazeh, because we have trains, V'nosim, V'behirus, they go very quickly. So Makom Karov should be anywhere in the world where you could get to in that day. The Zilbasar Taima, you figure out, go by the reason. Ukim Dumani, Shekein Moranat Ha'alach Alamaisa. Aruch HaShulchan thinks that this is Alach Alamaisa, that we go by a new definition of Makom Karov. That's related to the distance. That's Tosfos as Yud Parsos, and whether that is changed today. The Rashba adds in the Tshuva, what happens if this person comes and joins them, but then leaves? Does he have to stay in order to keep counting his Avelos? Or could he come, this person finds out, so he wants to sit Shiv in his own house, but he knows, if a person never joins the groups, then for sure he counts his own. For sure he counts his own, the post can say. The question is, but he wants to sit Shiv at home a little bit. So could he go there, join them, and then go back, but still count like they're counting of Shiva. So the Rashba says yes. Even if he leaves afterwards, he goes to join the group, and then he leaves, he still counts like them. Because what's the whole point of Makom Karov? It's as if he's there. It's as if he started the Avelus with them. The Rashba writes this in Tuf Ayin Zayin. He says, "V'nasa tefila lahem v'havi leki ilu haya imahem misha shachala lahem avelus tainu mishiyistam agolel." And as long as he was with them, as if halakhli is considered moni mo kiminyanim v'yavla bishalak zalabeso, it doesn't matter. Moni mo means mona kahem ka'amar. So says the Rashba, he doesn't have to stay there. Even if he leaves afterwards, he's allowed to count like them. And finally, the last line, the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, though, if he comes from Malkum Karov, even on day 7, he could count with them. So Tosas just has the Ha'ara, it's really the Gemara later on. That's why the in Tosas Yiraskla Filu, the Maharav Ranchberg changes the gears of Tosas, because Tosas basically asks a question and seems to give the answer the Gemara gives. Tosas says, what do you mean if you come to day 7? Don't we say Mixas Ayom Kukulo? And therefore, day 7, they're finished already. They're finished. What do you mean he counts with them? They're finished counting. They get up after Shachris. So Tosfos says, Kigon Shalo Amdu Adayin. No, Kigon, he comes up with Rukimta. So he changes it from Kigon to Kivan, because already Kigon sounds like Tosfos is coming up with a new Chiddush. No, it's going to be Beferish Gemara in the next moment. So the Maharav Ranchberg says it should be Kivan. No, since they haven't gotten up yet, they're still sitting Shiva. He comes in the morning. The Menachemim didn't leave yet, so therefore, it's still considered like day 7. Okay, we'll talk more about that when we go up to it on the next Amud. Okay, continuing, second to last line. Omar Mar, so now quoting what we said before, Gimel Yamim Harishonim. So what did the Tanakhama say? Gimel Yamim Harishonim, Babim Malkum Karov Moni Mon. The first 3 days, if somebody comes from a place within a close vicinity, so he counts with them. So now we get to an important line. Omar Ibn Chibarab, Omar Yochanan, Vuhu Sheyesh, Godol Habayis, Babayis. This is only when does the person who comes count with the group that's already there? Only if the Gadol Habayis is in the house. If the Gadol Habayis is not in the house, then he's not Nitfal. He's only Nitfal. He's only secondary to them, and both to them if the Gadol Habayis is in the house. What is the definition of Gadol Habayis? That is a discussion in the Rishonim here. Rashi here is Mashma, that it means the oldest person, the oldest brother, because Rashi says, Bahu Hatsa'ir Mimenu. The younger one comes. So it sounds like Rashi defines Gadol Habayis as the oldest. The other Rishonim are not so sure. The Rush here quotes that it means the person who's in charge of the family. Sometimes it's a younger brother. Sometimes it's a younger cousin. Whoever is in charge of the family that the rest of the family relies upon financially or other things, who takes all the decisions, that is the Gadol Habayis, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in this Simen, where is this? In Shinayin Hay, that Gadol Habayis, we'll get to where the Gadol Habayis comes up, L'maisa, but Gadol Habayis is determined by the person who the Misha Iker Habayis Talibo, the one who makes the decisions. The Ritva says, what about a woman? Could a woman be a Gadol Habayis? So the mother, so the grandmother is the one that's in charge. So the Ritva has a suffix about that. Veza gadol habayis pirshu gadol hamishpacha gadol ha'avelim hamisamblim v'tzarech iyun isha kagon ha'aim o achoso hagadola, the oldest sister. Imhi chashuva gadol habayis. He has that suffix. The Rashba has a suffix. And this one he answers. He says, what happens if there is a husband and a brother? One of the slain, a woman dies, and her husband's sitting Shiva, and the brother is sitting Shiva. And the brother comes to sit in the house. So who's the Gadol Habayis? So the Rashba says you go by the husband. The Rashba, the Iker of Elis, he's the Iker of El here. See, so he quotes, Mipreshu chai bekfurasa uli tafel ba yosem en ach v'ein ochen ha'achar ha'mitzta'er yoser shein kol adeo shavos. You don't go by the one who's most in mourning, you know, emotionally. No, because people feel differently. Also, the husband feels it the most. Therefore, if you have a husband versus a brother of a woman, so even if the brother is older, but still the husband is the Gadol Habayis. This is a discussion in the Rishonim. But again, the Shulchan Aruch says Gadol Habayis is the one who makes the decisions, the ones who's in charge of the house. Where does this come up, Lamaisa?
Same for a wife.
What do you mean, the other way? If the husband dies? Yeah. The husband dies, and depending on the case, that was the Ritva Safek, whether it goes by a woman as a Gadol Habayis. Usually in those days especially, the women weren't the breadwinners, the women weren't the ones who were the financials. That's a question. Iboy Lu. Let's continue, we'll see where Gadol Habayis comes up, Lamaisa. Holak Gadol Habayis, Labezak Faros Mahu, next Amud. Let's say, Tapachav Beis, let's say the Gadol Habayis goes to the Beis HaKvaros, Mahu. What is the question here? Number of pshatim in the Gemara. Let's go with Rashi. Rashi says this question is separate case. Let's say, like in our day and age, we have many times that some, let's say the burial is going to take place in Eretz Yisrael. So some Avelim go to Eretz Yisrael and some stay home. Some stay home. So the question is, let's say the Gadol Habayis goes to the cemetery, goes to the base, goes to Eretz Yisrael. So when does Avelo start? There the Gadol Habayis is out of the house. Now he's going to come back. But, as Rashi explains to Safek, he's being osek in the Kvura. He doesn't not know about it. He's being osek in the Kvura. So can you say it's as if he's still in the Shiva house? He's still with the group. Because after all, Rashi says, since Lutzara Chameis Halachito, so it's as if he's still there. So says the Gemara, Tashma, the Yamachi Ba'aba Amrim Yochanan, Afilu Halakotal Abais Labais Akvaris, Mona Imahin. If he's involved in the Kfura and he comes back, even if, let's say, the oldest, the Gadol Abais, goes, still when he comes back, he sits Shiva with the group that was already started Shiva. That's what he does because it's as if he's there. Mona Imahin, is that really true? Batanya Mona L'atzmo. We have a Braisa that says he counts by himself. So the Gemara says it depends. It depends if he came back within the first 3 days. As long as he came back within the first 3 days of Shiva, which most of the time is the case, let's say you go to Eretz Yisrael, you come back, so then he just counts with them. Right? They start sitting Shiva, we'll see right away, but he comes back and he joins them. If they do not come back within the first 3 days, so then he counts separately, especially if he just stays somewhere else. If he never comes back, then for sure he has his own start. Because he starts sitting Shiva, as we'll see, starts sitting Shiva after the Kvura. Kiha, similar like the story. Kiha da amar lahu Rav the Bnei Hatzalfoni, like Rav said to Bnei Hatzalfoni, to asu bego tlasa limnu ba'adayichu. Those who come back within the first 3 days, you count with them. But if not, if you only come within after the first 3 days, so then you count by yourself. Let's finish up. Rava once said to Bnei Machuza, Atun delo azlisu basar arsa. You who are not following the coffin, you're not going to the Beis HaKvaris. Meaning, what happens? You're turning around from the Asek in the Kvur right away. Migi hadrisu apaihu mi baba di ibula askilumanu. Why, when you turn away, literally, from the gate of the city, I mean, they used to bury, the basic forest was outside the city, when you turn around, Aschilumanu, you start counting right away. So this is halacha l'maisa. When a person turns around from being involved in the Avelus, that's it. So then Avelus starts for them. If other family members are taking the Aron, so then Avelus didn't start for them. The only Avelus for them starts right after Kvura. They're still owning him as they go, even though their other relatives that already turned around are already sitting Shiva. So the whole Shaila is when Avelus starts in that case. When does it end? Again, you have to ask, sometimes it's not so clear about the Gadol Habayis. You always have to ask a Shaila in these cases, if some go and some don't. But most of the time, the answer is going to be is if there's a group of Avelim starting already, and there's a group of Avelim going, and they're all coming back and ending up in the same place, then most of the time, the original ones that are staying, even though their Avelus started earlier, the rest of the group is Nigrar after them, and therefore Avelus would all finish at the same time. It's not in every case. One should ask a Shaila, but that is in many cases. The pashtus of this Gemara is that even if, let's say, the burial is going to take place in a day or two from now, let's say a person is going to, now, even if it's going to take place in a day or two, still Avelus starts right away, right when the ones who turn around from the Niftar are going to turn their back. There is a diak that some achronim have in a Rambam. Because the Rambam says in Ilchus Avelus in the first parak, listen to the Lashon. Misha darkan l'shloach ha-meis l'medina acheres l'kavra. Somebody normally sends the mace to another medina to bury. Ve'enam yodim masayi kaver. And they don't know when the burial is going to take place. So then, me'eshi yachziru p'neyem, once they turn their faces, mila lavoso, from accompanying, maschil limno shiva, start counting shiva. So again, the Rambam's lashon is if they send the body and they don't know when burial is going to take place, they start shiva right away. So some achronim say the keren ora and the bach say it sounds like what if you know it's going to take place in a few days, right? It's not a didn't just going. You know it's going to take place, so maybe then avelus wouldn't start right away. Avelus would only start. Let's say I know it takes 14 hours to get to the cemetery, so I know I'm not going to start avelus in 14 hours. That's how the keren ora and the bach read this Rambam. That it's only if you don't know. But the Aruch HaShulchan and other Achronim say, no, so what are those Avelim going to do? They're going to sit and do nothing? For a few, they're still owning him? They say, no, the Rambam doesn't mean it bedafka. All the Rambam means is that's a normal case. Normally, when you send the body, you don't know when the burial is going to take place. But that doesn't mean you have to not know. But even if you do know, they assume that the Rambam is not being bedafka. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Shinayin Hei Sefches. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he quotes the Tur and the Ramban, that the Tur and the Ramban do not understand the Rambam as bedafka. And he quotes, because what's the whole reason? What's the whole reason for this halacha? The Nebuki Yosef here at Agamara says, once you turn away from the Avel, from the Arun, it's in this Yayish. You're nisyayish from the being osek in the kvura. Once you're being nisyayish, it's like stimas agolel, and therefore it shouldn't make a difference when the burial actually takes place. Lav davka ka'amri v'urcha demilsa ka'amar t'kshekenikvar shalobim komo ne'elam imen zman ha'kvura avalo li'ikuva l'chein yirlani yisdaiti shekein hadin. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Shinayin Hei Ches, that right when the other relatives turn away, so then that is it, the avelus starts.
Yeah. It's an Erev Yontif. So you have Stimas Agolel before Yontif, and then for the burial doesn't...
If it's on Erev Yontif, so you have Stimas Agolel, and burial doesn't take place till on Yontif.
Right.
Till on Yontif, actually. So what about, let's say Avelim in that case, went with them.
Yeah,
so in that case, are they Nigrar? So maybe that's a Shaila. That's a Shaila, I've got to ask. But yeah, in that place, if the other one started their Shiva beforehand. The Sharam Sana Balacha here also says, Lofiza Bizbanenu, it comes up Lamaisa. Sometimes, let's say it's before Shabbos, and nobody's going to Eretz Yisrael. Let's say the Aaron's going to go on Monday Shabbos. So sometimes people take leave of the Aaron even before, they give it to the Chaver Kadisha, right, on Erev Shabbos, and the Chaver Kadisha is going to take care of it. So the Avila place started even on Friday. On Friday already. He says, "Bismanenu v'akrovim achzirim p'neim v'holchem l'beisam behim eino simimo maschilim yalimnos." He says, "V'im gadol abayis nosim amita." So then he goes like the group that stayed by. But it could be if you leave it. He says, "Chazera tufa." You got to go to the airport, so it could be a couple days break in between. But still, the halacha l'maisa, once they turn away, we don't pass in like that. Diyuk of the Rambam, we pass in like pashtus, and that is right when they turn away. So then the avilus is going to start. Okay. Two dots. Reb Shimon Omer, afilu ba bayom hashavii mimakom kara moni imahen. Reb Shimon at the second shita that even as long as they came within the vicinity and they come from makom karov, they start counting. The ones who came continue to count with the ones who already started as long as they had a little tziruf. They came on the last day. Amar Reb Chiya Bar Gamda, Amar Reb Yosi ben Shaul, Amar Rebbe, v'hu sheba u'matza menachem in etzlo. As Tosfos quoted earlier, this is only as if we know on day 7 the Avelim get up in the morning. Mitzvah Seyom Kekulo. So this is only, the only time you could say that he caught them and there was some overlap and he'd be considered part of this group is if there are still menachem in there. There's still people paying that Meshiva call. Once they left and they already took the walk around the block and they're finished already, since day 7's finished. Day 7's finished, and therefore it's too late, and this person would have to sit a whole 7 days of Shiva. There is a discussion in the Achronim, how far does this go? First of all, let's say the person comes, so the Avelim are getting up in 5 minutes. He catches the last 5 minutes. Do we say Miksas Hayom Kekulo to this guy who came also? He only has 5 minutes? Or at least him, he should sit a day. You say Miksas Hayom Kekulo by he's really Nick, he's momish like them? And he's like them, and mixes him with Kulo, and he finishes at 5 minutes. What do we say? No, it's still his first day. It's his first day. Fine, he counts the days of Shiva like them, but is it his first day? So that is it. The Biri Adaf here has a discussion of that from the Zohar LaAbraham. Zohar LaAbraham, he has this suffix. Do you say his day one is like their day seven, mixes him with Kulo, or not? And it's similar, the same type of question is asked by the Marsham. The Marsham is not sure whether this person who comes puts on tefillin that day. Does he put on tefillin? Because we know, Avelos Yom Rishon, you don't put on tefillin. But he came here, so it's his first day, but he's going to be over in 10 minutes, or even if it's going to be over later in that day. So the Marsham has a suffix. He's not sure about this. He's noted to say you put on tefillin. He's noted to say to put on tefillin, because it's... you know, it will be like a tart to the sasri. He's going to finish Avelos today, and he's not going to put a tefillin. It's a Savi Daraisa. Maybe not a bracha, but he says a Savi Daraisa. So he says that he thinks, he's noted to say that he should put on tefillin.
Is
there a shir for mitzvahs hayom kikulu for every other?
Is there a shir for mitzvahs hayom kikulu? So generally, we say there was a suffix in the rush we had a few days ago. Maybe not at night. Mitzvahs halayla kikulu, you might not say, but mitzvahs hayom kikulu, you say any amount of time. Rav Yashav said a few days ago, we quoted him, that by avelus you need a nihug avelus. It's not like a minute, like by nidar, by other halachas, a minute of daytime. But by avelus, you might need a minute of a nihug of avelus. That's why it doesn't just say in the morning. It says as long as menachemin are still there. So you might need a nihug, might not be dafk exactly like the other halachas.
And what about
bein hashmash is a suffix. I don't know if that counts as b'siyam kakulo. Suffix. Boy, Rav Anan, ninaru la'amod v'lo amdu mahu teku. What if the ninaru la'amod, they were about to get up, the menachemin, but they didn't get up yet. V'lo amdu mahu teku. So, what about that case? So, we're not sure if they haven't gotten up yet. The Chassam Sofer asks that it was trying to. When I was learning this Gemara, I'm like, we had this somewhere. We had Ninaru Vlamo Vlamda, right? So, say we had this somewhere. We had it in Rosh Hashanah Daflamet. Rosh Hashanah Daflamet as a suffix. If you only blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shachol B'Shabbos when there's a Bezdin there. So, what if they come to Bezdin? The Bezdin's already getting up to leave. Ninaru Vlamo Vlo Amdu. Says the Chassam Sofer. There, the maskana is as if they're still sitting. That's the maskana. So, why here is it a teku? That's the Chassam Sofer suffix. Why here is it a teku? If of over there the maskana is. So, some Vyesh, other Achronim say maybe it's Meduyik and Rashi. Because Rashi in the two places gives a different shot. What does Ninaru La'amod mean? Here Rashi says Ninaru La'amod. Look at Rashi. Menana'im verotzim La'amod. They start moving around and they want to get up. Rashi there on Ninaru La'amod says Ne'ekru mimoshavam. They've already gotten up. They already got up already. Then they sat down to like take care of some other business. And now they want to leave her again. So why does Rashi there say ne'ekru, and here says ninaru lamo? They didn't get up yet. So the Achronim explained, to answer the Chazam Sofer, Rashi's already alluding, it's two different questions. Over here, the second they get up, it's finished. It's all mixes up kakulo. You can't just sit back down again and continue. Let's say they get up, let's say that Velim take a walk around the block, they finish everything, then other Menachemim come. It's finished. It's too late. Can't do nichemim, the shiv is finished. It's over. So that's why Rashi cannot say that's the pshat, and that's why it's a suffix here. Because here, they're about to get up, but it's, you can't give the heichi timsi that you got up already, then you sat down, because then it's finished. Over there, we're talking about yeshivas bezdin. There's no din of a hemshech. So Rashi there says, the question is, they got up, they sat down, that's one shiloh. So there we say the din is as if they're still sitting. Because it's not a din of a hemshech, it's a din of yeshivas bezdin. Here, the issue is it still shiva? They finished already, they're about to get up. So that's why it's Meduik in the two Rashis. It's a different Shaila, even though it's the same words in the Gemara. Rashi gives a different pshat because it's a different Shaila. Maybe why Rashi did this is because of the Chassam Sofer's Kasha. One's a teku and one's a suffix. Yeah. Why don't you say suffix drabana lakula? What's the suffix? Not to have a velus.
Well, one day or 7 days.
The suffix is one day or 7 days, right? 1 minute maybe. Right. Even 7 days. So why wouldn't you say suffix? I mean, that might. Why does it say teku instead? So why this case? Unless teku is connecting it to other shilas in Kol Tarkula, like that shila. Okay. Gemiri, Chavre, Rabbi Abba Bar Chiya, and Rabbi Abba. The friends of Rabbi Abba Bar Chiya have a Mesorah from Rabbi Abba. Umana, who are those friends? Rabbi Zera. The Amrilei, or others say, Chavre, Rabbi Zera, Mir Rabbi Zera, Umana, Rabbi Abba, Bered, Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba, Amr, Rabbi Yochanan. Whoever this is, they have a Masorah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'treifis. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a halacha about treifis. The halacha k'Rabbi Shimon b'avel. And the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to avelus. That's the Masorah that we have. So, let's talk about each of these. Last skinny line. K'Rabbi Shimon b'avel hadamran. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon by avelus. That's what we're talking about here. That even if a person comes to Malcolm Karav on the seventh day, lakula, and therefore, we can assume that he only sits one day of Avelus. That's the Rav Shimon of Avelus. Rav Shimon Gamliel b'treifus. What's the Rav Shimon Gamliel b'treifus? What sheet is that? Ditznan. As the, not the Mishnah. This is not a Mishnah. This is one of those cases. Usually Ditznan means a Mishnah. This is not a Mishnah, but it's not an always rule. Sometimes you have a Ditznan by a Mishnah. Sometimes you have a Ditznan by a Brisa or a Tosefta. Sometimes you have the Tanya by a Mishnah. Most of the time it fits. But here's an example where it doesn't. Titznan says the Braisa, B'nei me'ayim shenikvu. Talking about treifa. Remember, a treifa is different than a nevela. We spoke about nevela a little bit yesterday. Nevela is an animal that died without a kosher shechita. That's a nevela. You might have messed up in your shechita, but an animal dies, that's a nevela. A treifa had a good shechita, it just had a problem with it. It had a hole in the lung, it had a hole, it had one of the yudchas treifas, in the second parak of Maseches Chulin. So it had a treifa, it had a good shechita, but they're both not kosher. With a different halachas within tumah, etc. Says the Gemara. Let's say an animal has a hole in one of its vital organs, but the thick mucus from the animal closed up the hole. And therefore, it's not a hole anymore. So does that make it not a treifa? Says Rashbag, yeah, makes it not a treifa. It's kosher. My lecha, what is the thick mucus? Amar of Kahana, shirka de me eha, the thick substance of the intestines, the nafik aga gudukke that comes out from the pressure that you hold the animal, so that closed up the hole, and therefore is not called a treifa. That's the Rashi ben Gamliel that we were talking about, that the halacha is like it. So this was the statement that was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar mandahu, someone said, mandahu, izki ve'esik ve'igmarei l'shmaitza mipumi demari. You know what? I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. I want to hear, this mesorah, I want to know exactly whether the halacha is like Rav Shimon, like halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. I want to go hear it from the Puma Demari. Kisalik, so when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rabbi Abba, Vredi Rabbi Chibar Abba, so he found this person, this Rav who said this, Amar Lei, Amar Mar halacha, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Betrefis. Did you say? I heard that you said that halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel by Hilchos Treifas. Amar Lei, Ana, Ein halacha, Amri, no, they got it wrong. I said that halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Betrefis. Okay, let me ask you the other half of the sentence. Krib Shimon ba'avel mai, like Krib Shimon in Hilchot Avelis, did you say that? Omer le'plukta, that's a machlokas. That's a machlokas. To Itmar, Rav Chista amar halacha, Rav Chena Rav Yochanan halacha, Rav Nachman amar ein halacha. That's a machlokas, period. So both Misorahs were wrong. So it's good that he got up and went up to Eretz Yisrael to hear about it. And the Gemara just ends off with a statement, la'maskana, the ein halacha Krib Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel b'treifus. The halacha of Rav Shimon ba'avel ba'halacha is like Rav Shimon in Hilchas Avelis. The Amar Shmuel halacha k'divrei hamekel ba'avel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon, like divrei hamekel when it comes to Avelis. Yisrael, getting back to your question. Remember we had a tosfos a few days ago. I thought it was a ritva, but it's a tosfos. Halacha divrei hamekel ba'avel is only by machlokas tanoim. That's when halacha divrei hamekel ba'avel. That's why we could say it here. Earlier was a bayid rebbe, right? Bayid rebbe anan. So maybe that's why you can't automatically apply halacha k'divrei hamekel ba'avel by every machlokas aposkim, machlokas amaram, something amaram. By machlokas tanoim, we can apply it.
But who said halacha
k'divrei hamekel
is not connected to
something
that one of the kula?
Correct, it's not connected to
something that one of
the kula according to Tosfos.
Like a genuine suffix, not a
we don't know. But this again, it's about a machlokas tanoim. So it relates to this machlokas tanoim. That's what we can apply. You're right. It's not connected to rabbanan, even yachid k'neged rabim. Right, that's true. But again, the reason the Gemara didn't say it before could be because of that Tosfos, because it only applies to machlokos tana. Okay, three lines for the bottom. So now for the next of the rest of the Amud today, we're going to talk about inyanim of Avelos and inyanim of Kriya, comparing Avelos of a parent, for a parent, and Avelos of other relatives. Three lines from the bottom. Alkol meisim kula matcha midazar areisim meshubach. For all relatives, if you hurry the burial and you hurry the funeral, that is praiseworthy. That is meshubach. But if you hurry very much and you don't properly eulogize and take care of the kfura for a parent, that's maguna. It's as if you're like trying to get rid of the parent. Chas v'shalom. So that's why by a parent, it's a little. So one should be a little slower. We'll get the not slow, a little slower. But by anybody else, hareza meshubach. What's hareza meshubach? The Beis Yosef here quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says, why? Because if a person takes care of it quickly, nira kimakabel me'ahava gezeras melech. It's as if you're accepting the din, right? See the gadin. If you take care of the burial privately, you're not dilly dallying. You're makabel the gezera. That's Rabbeinu Yosef in Shin Nun Zion, in the name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. What if it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif? Meaning you're trying to do the burial before Shabbos or Yontif. Or the Bach here adds in, Oshahayu Geshamim Mizalfin Al Mitaso. Or there's rain coming down on the Aron. Hareza Meshubach. So then even for a parent is praiseworthy. Sheina Osa El Kavod Avav Imo. Because then obviously you're just doing it for the Kavod Avaim. You don't want to have them not buried before Shabbos or Yontif. So therefore, that is Meshubach. The Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef here gives three pshatim in this Bach. three pshatim in the, not in the Bach, I mean the Beis Yosef was before the Bach, but three pshatim in this girsa of the Gemara, he had the girsa of the Gemara of rain coming down. So what's the case of the Gemara? So the Bach first says, Nira, it appears that it's not raining yet. It's cloudy. It's about to rain. That's what is going on here. You want to do it quickly before it starts raining. A. B, says the Beis Yosef, Inami, or maybe the Arun right now is in a place where it's getting rained on, and you want to take it out from that spot and bury it, because it's getting rained on. Three, or it starts raining in the middle of the way to the cemetery. So you do it quickly, so the base doesn't have to be in the rain. Any of those three cases are included here, and that is praiseworthy. But again, the halacha is, and this is the minhag ha'olam, that we try to bury as quickly as possible, unless it's lekavod for the niftar. Let's say there's the niftar, you want the family to be able to be there. You want more maspitim. You want to be able to publicize it so that the more avelim could come. So there's always a balance. We try to do it quickly, but we also try to make sure that it's done as soon as possible. Pischei Tshuva quotes a case here in Shin's, where is it? Shin Nun Zayin. Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Radvaz. The Radvaz has a tshuva that somebody's parent died on Thursday. Shemais echa shemais behei b'shabbes va'aviv ratza lahamti milakavro. One of the slides, it was a child. Again, if you notice yesterday's daf, how many children of the Amoraim they were burying? Almost every three lines. His son died, and his son died, and his son died. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Says the Radvaz. So if somebody died, they wanted to wait until right before Shabbos. Because they know Shabbos, there's no Api Kabbalah, there's no Chibut HaKever on Shabbos. So the person died on Thursday, and they want L'Kavod HaMeis. They didn't want to bury him until right before Shabbos, so there wouldn't be any Chibut HaKever. That's the Pischei Tshuva quotes us in Shin Nun Zayin. So the Radvat, Imutu Lasos Kein, Im Zen Nikro L'Chvodo, the Gamim Hoel, does it Bechlal help regarding Chibut HaKever, if you wait until right before Shabbos? The Heshiv, the Radvaz answers, the afilu nema shenitzalai they came to the chibur hakever. Even if you want to say it helps a little bit kabbalistically, because makom asur lasos kein. Not allowed to do it. Not allowed to delay for some kabbalistic reason of saving the niftar. V'lo nikra zele kvodo. That's not called kvodo. What's kvodo? Aron tachrichin. But regarding dine shamayim, that's not our job. It's not our job to decide the dine shamayim of a niftar. And here, davar barur, what's going to happen after Shabbos? So Dover Bar says the Radvaz, quote here in the Pischei Tshuva, it's not our job to do that, and we're supposed to do it again as quickly as possible. Biderech Kavin. Okay, let's continue. Last line. Al Kala Mesim Kulan Rotsa Mamai Biska Rotsa Eina Mamai. Regarding all Mesim, if you want, you can minimize your business, and if you want, don't minimize your business. You minimize your business. There's an Isra Malacha for another. What are we talking about here? So the Muki Yosef quotes two pshatim. Either doesn't mean business, it means just discussing certain business, which might not be usur, or maybe it means davar ha'avid. That's what the Golan Ashashi quotes Tosas later on. Maybe it's davar ha'avid. We saw at the beginning of the second parak, davar ha'avid is mutter even for an avel. The Ritva gives the pashas. The Ritva says, you know what we're talking about here? After Shiva. After Shiva. Even after Shiva, there's going to be a lechatchila not to do so much business. So, akol meisim, anol meisim, you could be might if you want, and if not, not. Turning over, al aviv al imo mamait. But for a parent, you have to be mamait. So according to Ritva, this means even after Shiva. Even after Shiva, you're not supposed to be as involved. Next, al kola meisim kulan ratza choleis ratza eno choleis. Regarding all relatives, the olden days, we don't do this bizman hazeh, the olden days, they used to bare their shoulder. Chalitzas HaKasev, as a sign of mourning. Used to bear their, like, tear their shirt and have their shoulder bare. That was a simon of Avelis. So on all relatives, if you want to do that, fine. If not, not. Al Avavimo Choleis. But for a parent, there is a chiv to do Chalitzas HaKasev. We'll talk about it bisman in a minute. Umaisa, first, the Gemara tells a story. There was a Gadol Hadar that his father died, and he was going to do Chalitzas HaKasev. He was going to reveal his shoulder. And there was another Gadol Hadar with him that was going to do it al kavod for his friend who was sitting Shiva. You know, you're doing it, so I don't want you to have to do it yourself. So the first Rosh Yeshiva said, you know, I don't want him to have to do it, so I'm not going to do it. So it was this whole thing. So who are these people involved? So Amar Abaya, Gadol Hadar Rebbe, Gadol Hadar Shima, Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha. So Rabbi says the Gadol Hadar that lost his father was Rebbe, and the one who was with him was Rav Yaakov Rav Acha. And Rebbe didn't want Rav Yaakov Bar Acha to have to do it, so Rebbe didn't do it himself. Or the opposite. So either way, one of those versions. It says the Gemara. Bishlam Alamanta Amar Gadol Adar Shimo Rebbe. I understand if Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Bar Acha was the one who really had to do it, and Rebbe was the one who was going to do it just to be with him, to Imo Anochi Mitzara. So then I understand how he didn't have Lochalatz. Then I understand how the story worked, because Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha didn't do it, so therefore Rebbe didn't do it. But El Lamanda Amar, the other version of the story, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Amay Nimna V'lo Chalatz. But if Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was the friend, then the whole story doesn't make sense. Why? Because who was Rebbe's father? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel Nasi Havi. V'kuli Yama V'chayvi L'michlutz. If Rebbe is the one that lost his father was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was the Nasi, who was the president of the yeshiva, and everybody had to do Chalitz as a Kasef. So anyway, he's doing it because his friend. So everybody had a chiyuv to do it. So the whole story doesn't make sense. So Kasha, you're right. We don't answer that. We don't answer that question. The Ritva here questions why we don't do this bezman hazeh. What happened to Chalitza Sakasif today? Right, never walk into a shiva house and see somebody's shoulder bared. Says the Ritva, it must be because we live amongst the non-Jews, and they would look at us with derision, with a log. So that's why we don't do it. V'yesha Pirshu, he says, I don't know why we don't do it. V'yesha Pirshu, v'yesha Rov Yisrael Darim Bein Agoyim. V'shema Yal Igu Aleinu V'eino Kavet Shal Meis. It's not Kavet Ameis for the mourners to be made fun of. And therefore, we don't do chalitza zakasef today. V'tzorach leros, and you have to do it on, it has to be visible. And because it's not going to be visible, so that's why we don't do it. I guess you're assuming, like, sitting on a low chair is not so, no log. And the other things we do is not so, covering up the mirrors doesn't cause log. But specifically, this is something physical, bearing the shoulder, this would be inappropriate. The Meiri does not give a reason why we don't do this, but he just says, you see from the story that they got rid of it. Like he said, oh, I don't want you to have to do it, so I don't do it. You can't say that by all of Elchaz Avelos. Right? So he said, you just see from the story that they got rid of it, b'li'tayna'kala. Just a little reason, and they got rid of it, so it just shows you that this isn't a minag kavua like the other halachos and minhagim av Avelos. Okay, continuing. Important halachal ma'is is coming up. Al'kala ma'isim kulan mistaper la'achal ha'mayom. A relative, Rachman al-Islam, one of the other seven relatives, not for a parent, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse, one is allowed to get a haircut after 30 days. Right, just shloshim. One does not need the shear of ge'ara, as we're going to see in a minute, by a non-parent. All you need is 30 days, shloshim, and it's finished. Al-aviv al-imo acha yigaru bochaveirav. But when it comes to a parent, a person's not allowed to get a haircut until other people come over to him and tell him, you know what, you really need a haircut. That's called the shear of ga'ara, the shear of people coming over to you and say, you really need a haircut. Tosfos here says, in Dibur Maschil Ad, this is even if a yontif comes. Even if a yontif comes, even though the other halachas of shloshim are, after shloshim are broken, but the halacha of haircut, ga'ara, does not stop. That's, you need Ga'ara. If Ga'ara hadn't come yet, then you're still not allowed to get a haircut before Yontif. Near the regal, in a mevatel davarzeh, because there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that seems to say that this, anything that's tully on time is broken by Yontif. Anything that's tully on other people is not broken by Yontif. And therefore, even Yontif would not break this. How long is this time, Bizman Hazeh? How long is this time? So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah talk about this in Shin Sadik. How long is the shear of ga'ara by a parent? When a person loses a parent, when are they allowed to get a haircut? So the Shulchan Aruch says it's not automatically shloshim. That's only by the other relatives. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch does not give a shear. Rama, Shin Sadik Dalid, the Ein Regel Mahani, quotes Tosfos, and then he quotes, what is the shear? Plukta Bein Rishonim. Rishonim here, talk about it. V'Noagim, he quotes here, V'Noagim B'Gimel Chadashim. Some of the minhag says the Rama, 3 months. 3 months is the minhag. And this continues for the whole 12 months. Until there's the need, until the Shir Ga'ara, there's no haircut. So the Shulch, the Ramah, seems to say, you know, it takes a while. The minhag is 3 months. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. Rav Moshe says, what is the Shir? Rav Moshe says, it sounds like the shear is, what's the reason behind this halacha? So if you look at Tosfos, I didn't quote it before, Tosfos says, what does ga'ara mean? So ga'ara is like the sixth line in the Tosfos Ad, v'yigaru bo chaveira v'yomru lo tsei me'imanu. Ga'ara means when you look so disgusting and so unkempt that people say, get out, I don't want to be near you. That's Ga'ara. That's the shear. So when is that shear? You have a long hair, Bizman Hazeh, people aren't going to not sit next to you. You know, if you have long hair, you don't look so... You brush it a little bit. Oh, so we'll get to shaving in a second. So says Rav Moshe, he thinks it's double the time of when you usually get a haircut. So if you usually get a haircut every month, Rav Moshe says, this is in Yoredeya Gimel Kuf Nun Vav, then it'll be 2 months. If you ever get a haircut every 3 weeks, so he assumes that it is. He says, it can't be that it's just Sarah's Gedolim Biyoser, it's not just that's not the idea. Aval Imkein Leka Davar Mocha L'chol Medinos. And it'll depend on your country, it'll depend on your surroundings. This halacha will change based on where you are. And he says, it depends if you're in the hot places or in the cold places. Some Medinos are more makpid on Yofi than other Medinos. Mistaver Sheshnei Pa'amim Kafia Regilus Hushir Hatsar L'chol HaMedina Kergelo L'chol Yachin Kergelo V'kivin Dibir Akhla Mistaverin B'kol Chodesh O'Lashisha Shavuos Misharin Shir Ga'ara Kebeis Pa'amim Masha Regilin L'histaver Taino Beis O'Gimel Gimel Chadashim. And Rav Moshe says, like the Ramah said, and this should go through the Yud Beis Chodesh. Through all the Yud Beis Chodesh, the Shir Ga'ara should apply. The poskim say you don't need somebody to tell you. As long as a normal person will, let's say you're alone. As long as nobody's saying, nobody wants to say anything to you, they're embarrassed. Right? So as long as a normal person would tell, regular person would tell you, that would be enough. What about shaving? That's already Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva here, there in Shin Sadik says, this is all about haircuts, because people don't get a haircut for weeks or months. But by shaving, the shear would be shorter, because, you know, people go, you know, less time. Says the Pischei Tshuva. Where's this Pischei Tshuva? It is in Simen. Yeah, it's here Shin Sadik Dalid. Says the Pischei Tshuva, according to the Noda Behuda. And he quotes this from the Chassam Sofer as well, that if you shave more often, then you can shave more often. So he doesn't quote, actually, they don't live in a time when they shave every day. If they ask the poskim whether this applies, you know, somebody could tell you if you look unkept to go to work, even after a day without shaving. Even after a day, if you're Monday morning, you wake up, you have to shave because then if you're shaving, the halacha would be different. People go weeks without getting a haircut, but that is different than shaving. So shaving, there's a different...
Nobody shaves before shloshim.
Right, the halacha of Ga'ara is only post-shloshim. Halacha, let's say somebody, you know, Ga'ara doesn't apply with before shloshim, only after shloshim.
Is it
halacha in Ga'ara? Meaning, that's what, so I think that some Rishon, I forgot who it was, say that no, it's a din in the shear. It's a shear when somebody would tell you. Okay. Let's continue. So that is the issue of haircuts. Next halacha. I'll call a mesim kulam, very lamaisa. Call a mesim kulan, nichras abesa simcha la'achar lamid. After, by all the other relatives, you could go to a party. Go to a party after Shloshim, a Beis Simcha. Al Aviv va'al imo lachar Yud Beis Chodesh. For a parent, no, only after 12 months. Amar Rabbi Barachana, ula Simcha Mereus. Rabbi Barachana says, what's usur? Only a Simchas Mereus. Meaning a friendly social get-together. Maybe excluding a Simcha Shal Mitzvah. So Meisvi, la Simcha ul Mereus Lamad Yom. What do you mean? We have a Bryce that says, it's Simcha and Mereus. Sounds like Simcha is a different thing. Kasha, you're right, Kasha. Let's just continue. Amemar Masi Hakim. Amemar has a different version. Amar Abba Barchana Ula Simchas Marias Mutuli Ganes La'Alter. He has a version that says for a friendly get together you could go right away. But Tanya La Simchas Shloshim La Marias Shloshim. What do you mean? No, we have a verse that says you can't go within 30 days. So Lakasha Haba Risusa Haba Paranusa. In the olden days, they used to have invitations and payback invitations. So for an invitation, to start a cycle of invitations that you're not allowed to do within 30 days. If it's payback, you're just being parea the chov of having somebody over again, so that there is flexibility, period. So this is a huge discussion in the post-game. What is an avil allowed to go to? What is it not allowed to go to? And different posts have different shittas. Tosfos says you could go to a suda's bris mila, because it's not full simcha, the sarah diyanuka. That's why you don't say Shasimcha b'mona by a bris. So an Avel says Tosfos, mutter likanis, middle of his big Tosfos, delo chashiva simcha. And then he quotes four lines from the bottom, which is a very important line. Upasak, de kenisa bilo achila shari, de ein simcha bilo achila v'shasiya. If you go in and don't eat, mutter. Again, this is not an ironclad heter. Okay, don't eat. Poskim use this idea though, even where there are places where there might be certain kulas, there's a parent, there's a relative, a wedding, an uncle. Even whenever we get a heter, many poskim will say, but don't eat anything. Don't eat a thing there. Because that's really being mitzura to whatever is going on there. So that's why, even if there is a heter in a certain case, so then some Poskim will say, don't eat. Again, every type of simcha is a question in the Poskim. The Ramah quotes in Shin Sadak Aleph, the Ramah says, Ghost talks about Pidyon HaBen and Bris Milah, but then the Ramah ends off what's the minhag. The minhag shelo lechol b'shum suda ba'olam kol yud beis chodesh im hu chutz l'beiso. It's out of the house. The minhag is not to go to any suda, wedding suda and a bris suda. You want to go to the bris, you want to go to the chuppah, you want to go some of these things, yes, but you're going to go for pictures. But again, to be involved in the suda, the Ramah already quotes the minhag, not. There are certain, what about a dinner? So many places are make up by dinner, because we hate dinners. Right, so who wants to go to a dinner? Okay, go to a dinner. So there's background music. Okay, big deal. But again, and also L'shem Mitzvah, L'shem Tzedakah, to give more Tzedakah if you go. So dinners, some are make or buy. What about a Siyum? You go to a Siyum. So again, Pesukim are make or, because it's covered. The focus is Torah. Focus is Torah, and therefore Siyum would be okay. The Yavshah Shlomo says this. The Dogel Me'ervava has, on the daf right here, he thinks you could be make up by bar mitzvahs also. Because the bar mitzvah, the focus of a bar mitzvah is really a siyum of Torah. Because the kid now is a chiyuv to learn Torah, and it's just like a siyum, and especially if he darshins, says the Dogel Me'ervava, you know, the Behuda, that bar mitzvah is also more better than a wedding or than other simchas, because the center is an issue of Torah.
By a dinner and a
siyum you could eat, yeah. Again, if there's live music with dancing, maybe you should go out for that. But in terms of the Suda itself, because it's a focus on Torah, so again, not Lamais, but many Poskim are Mako by those. But again, every Shiloh should be asked. Okay. I'll call Mason Vaita. Now we get to Inyoni Korea. I'll call HaMesim Kulan Korea Tefach. On all Mason, you have to tear a Tefach worth of the material. I'll Aviv Alima Shigala Slibo. But for a parent, you got to tear until the heart is revealed. Even more. Rabbi Yivo Maikra. What's the pasuk? Vayachazek. When David hears the beginning of Shmuel Beis, when he hears about Shaul's death and Yonasan, his good friend, Vayachazek David bibgada vayikra'im. David grabs his clothing and rips it. V'yenachizu b'chot v'tefach. And there's no grabbing. Grabbing always means a tefach. We had by shofar. You have to hold it by. It's a tefach. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Birkei Yosef that you by others you can't do more than a tefach because it's bal tashchus. Only a tefach. Only tefach. You can't tear more than a tefach because, you know, we're going to learn. You're allowed to sew it back up by other relatives. So if we're just tearing for no reason, should not be done. The Pesachei Tshuva, in that same Pesachei Tshuva, in the beginning of Shin Mem, he quotes that the minhag is to have somebody else tear for you by others, even if it's your mitzvah, because that's more of a busha, and therefore the minhag is for somebody else to do the kriya. By a parent, we'll see the minhag is for you to do it. But even if the minhag in some places is that somebody else tears, so then because that's more of a busha. Rav Yashiv here has the ha'ara, says that he says sometimes people mistakenly have a collar, right? So if you tear by the collar, the collar's folded over. So if you tear by a collar, you tear some of the collar, you hold the collar straight. Flatten it out, and you tear a tefach. Then when you put it back on, and the shirt is folded back, it's less than a tefach. It's less than a tefach when you put the shirt back on. You're not supposed to show it on a person. So he says that's something that people don't realize. You got to tear a tefach that's visible even after how it's normally worn, not just part of that when it goes up and then it goes down. You got to show where it's normally worn. So that's what he quotes here in his sefer. Then he quotes V'uvdi Adana. Let me tell you a story. B'shasha Yosheva Stipler Shiva Al Ishto Basi L'Nachmo. When the Stipler's Bechutin was sitting Shiva for his wife, and I came to be Menachem Avol the Stipler, says Rav Yashiv, Ra'isi Hakriya Shakar Rak B'Kfelos HaBeged. I saw that it was only a tefach with the double with the folded over. V'Yamarti Lo Shenira She'en Kan Kriya. I said I L'Shita Si. Telling the stipler what to do. Right, Lashita, see, I'm not sure if that's fully Kriya. Vikam Vikara. He got up and he tore again. Vahora Libino Gamkin, told his son, Chaim Kanievsky. Right, he told his son, Gamkin, Lamo Vilakroa, right, because Kriya is Bamida. Told him to stand up and do Kriya again. The Zedover Pashadhu. Vara Isi Shikayom, Kartiknuas Aminagazet. Now I see that people know the halacha. But, what? This is, well, he told his machon. No, but the disciple was saying Shiva for his wife. That was a shame for his wife. See, he told the stipler that he thought that the collar is not okay. That's me a great thing. Maybe the stipler also felt that he was just telling him something to do, and people were there, so he wanted to listen.
Once that story got out,
that story made the takana. That story changed the minhag. Okay, Viter. I'll call him. I'll call him. Asim kulan afilu lavish asara chalukin eno kareh ela elyon. On all other mason, even if you're wearing 10 layers of clothing, you only have to tear the top one, the outer one. Al aviv al imo kareis kulam. But for a parent, you have to tear all your layers of clothing. Va'api karsuso eina ma'akeves. But the api karsuso is not ma'akev. What is the api karsuso? Three pshatim. Rashi here quotes, is some type of garment that went on your head. It sounds like a scarf that also goes down onto your clothing. That's not called a malbush. That's not something that really covers you. The post can talk about ties. You don't have to tear your tie. Rav Shakta says you don't have to tear your tie, but that's like api karsuso. That's not called a beged. And therefore, you don't have to tear your tie. A. The Ritva quotes from the Rambam, quotes another pshat, that it means a jacket. A coat that you put on with sneeze ba'alma, not really a beged. You don't have to tear your jacket. Jacket that you put on to go outside. There's no chi of kriya. A shirt! Sure, you got to take. You're wearing two shirts. You got to take both shirts by a parent. And then the Rambam quotes a beged zeya, is api karsuso, an undershirt. You don't tear your undershirt, says the Rambam. That's also not a beged. That's batel. It's batel. So those three pshatim, what does api karsuso mean? Rashi, Ritva quotes all three. Ritva quotes Rashi and the Rambam and his own pshat. That's api karsuso. Is it the beged that's not, that just hangs over the head and also hangs down like a scarf? Is it a jacket or is it an undershirt? Period. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha, a man or a woman has a chi of kriya. Rishim ben Elazar, Omer ha'isha karas is a tachto, numachzi rasa l'achore, v'chadez v'karas is a elyon. Obviously, a woman does the kriya in a way that it's bitznius. She tears it, she turns it around, so she always has something else covering under. I'll call mesim kulan ratza mavdil, kami safa shalo ratza ino mavdil. By all other mesim, by the neck slit. How far do you have to go down? Could you just continue tearing by the neck slit? So it looks like the shirt's a little, the neck slit is a little larger. So it's not so nikar that you did kriya. Are you allowed to tear it there? By other avelim, fine. You're allowed to. Doesn't have to be nikar that you did kriya. Al aviv al imo mavdil. For a parent, no, you gotta do it. It's gotta be nikar. And a deeper cut. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol kriya sheino mavdil kami safa shelo eino el karishal tiflis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you didn't tear it fully even by another relative, it's just a meaningless kriya. And the poskim say, what do you mean? What about safik avelis la, sorry, safik ba'avel lahakel? That's by avelis, not by kriya. By kriya is separate. Kriya is not avelis. It's a separate mitzvah of kriya. And the halacha of that we had before, that by Avelus we go halacha k'divrei meko ba'avel, that does not apply to inyani kriya. That's why they got up. Maybe you would have said savik lahakel. By dine kriya, we don't say savik lahakel, as we're going to have by the shem in the future dafim as well. Okay. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that you got to go all the way down? That's got to be nikar. Dechsev vayachazek bivgadav vayikreim l'shtaim kraim. He grabbed his shirt, his beged, and he tore it in two rips. It says vayikraim, so I know it turned into two. So what do you have to say two for? Elosh nirin karuv gishtaim. It has to appear like two. I'll call him esim kulan shalal achar shiva. Umaachel achar shloshim. And all other relatives, you're allowed to stitch it up in a very temporary way, right after Shiva. Let's say a person doesn't have so many shirts. He wants to wear the shirt. So you could put in a few stitches after Shiva, and you could sew it totally back up after Shloshim. Al aviv yal imo shalolach shloshim ve'inam achal yolam. But by a parent, you could put in a few stitches after Shloshim, but you're never allowed to sew it back up. Ha'isha shalotel adam b'nekvota. The woman is allowed to put in a few stitches right away for her covet, for tznius. He also Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I'll call him Esim, Ratzel Akroa Biyad, Ratzel Korea Bakli. For all other relatives, you could use your hand to tear, or even a Kli. I'll have a Valimo Biyad. But for a parent, you got to use your hand. Rav Yashav again has the Ha'ara here, which many folks can say, it could start with a Kli. Sometimes you can't get the tear unless you use a blade to start it. So you let it start, there's not a din of tearing a Tefach per se with Yad. You could start it and then pull down with your hand. Rav Yashav has that Ha'ara here. V'er Rav Chai Baraba Amar Yochanan, I'll call a mesim kulan mi bifnim, I'll aviv alimo kore mi bachutz. Rabbi Yochanan says on other mesim, it's mi bifnim, not 100% sure exactly what is bifnim mean. Rashi says it means here under the jackets. I mean, it doesn't have to be nikar by a parent, by a non-parent. By a parent, kore mi bachutz, it's got to be nikar. Amar of chizda, v'chein l'nasi. The same halacha by a nasi, that if a nasi dies, everybody has to tear and has to be visible on the outside. Meisvi, is this really true? Don't we have a brisa that we're going to have later on? Lahushvu la'aviv l'imo el l'ichu bavad. A nasi, a whole list of people, including nasi, are only like a parent in terms of ichui, that you're not allowed to re-sew it. My la'afilu nasi, doesn't that mean afilu l'nasi, even a Nasi is included, that that's the only way. He's like a parent. But a Nasi does not have to have a Kriya that's visible. Lo Labar Mi Nasi. That, it's referring to everything else on the list, which we'll get to. But a Nasi is like a parent in other ways as well. Even to be on the outside. Nisiya Shachiv, one time, just to prove this, one time the Nasi died, Amalei Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman, Ame Rav Nachman Bar Ami, Kapei, Kafi Asisa, Vikum Allah, he told them, turn over a mortar or a grinder and stand on it and announce, Va'ach Mikriya La'ama, and show your Kriya to the world, so that everybody will know that the Nasi died. So you see there that a Nasi's Kriya has to be visible. Last line for today, Al Chacham Chol Leitz Miyamin, for a Tamar Chacham, we tear on the right side, Al Avbezdin Mismol, and a bezin, we tear on the left side, like a parent, we tear on the left. Al nasi mikan mikan, for a nasi, we tear on both sides. Because that's the show that it is a communal and not just a personal avelus, so we tear on both sides. Period. We'll stop before Tana Rabban. Okay, continue by the Shem tomorrow.
Do we find rules of nasi to anyone today? Mm-mm.